This is Sunday morning, February the 9th, 2020. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. But the title of this is The Internet. The Internet came from the wisdom of God to catch men. Evil men have seized it and used it to ensnare men like spiders in a spider web. A web of escape, so they think. Continue to speak that the church is in control of the internet. This includes all social media platforms, search engines, news outlets, magazines, newspapers, etc. It must be transferred into the hands of the righteous because it is my net for the fishers of men to use to catch men for the kingdom of God. Cast all at your net. The internet is worldwide and reaches into every nook and cranny in the earth. I said that my word would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. You can post something and it get retweeted and it'll go around the world in 2 minutes on Twitter. My church is to control the narrative. My church will dominate the atmosphere with my word and take out the prince of the power of the air that has had the air filled with his strongholds and embankments to rack and buffet and deceive the minds of men. It is time for his tower to come down. This morning on the television broadcast, I started in on the Disney deception. That's one way to steal our children. Be faithful to speak my narrative and never side in with the enemy and what he is doing. Speak the raising up of godly Christian programmers in all of these different areas. The rising up of movie companies that make movies that promote the gospel based on Philippians 4:8, whatever's lovely, a good report. You know what it says. Have mercy and compassion on the wicked. Let me be the judge. They also have been ensnared in Satan's web of deceit. All of them have been victims. It's like the phrase... the victim becomes the tormentor, you know. Take no joy in the judgment of wicked men, but mourn. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send workers into their fields. They are facing eternity without me, so they are of all men most miserable. Every time I see one of these pathetic people, I pray for them. It is not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I am the righteous judge. I bring down one and I lift up another. Stay on the right side of this. All of your wrath and fury over the corruption that you see as my warriors, let it be vented on the real culprit, Satan, the treasonous one. He's the real enemy. No matter how wicked they are, your fight is never with flesh and blood. The church is a peacekeeping force. Your objective as a member of the church, my body, is to rein the devil in. Put him under your feet and put your feet on his neck and don't let him up. Okay, Revelation 20. That's the way they used to do when they'd conquer their enemies. Put their foot on their neck. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little season. I will do this to him when I come. This is what you must continually do until I come. That's called occupying. Keeping your foot on his neck. If you've got him here, he ain't messing nothing of yours. Overturn the devil everywhere you see him getting into places he doesn't need to be. All these symptoms, now this is off of this. All the stuff that's come against you, all the symptoms you've been having, no matter what they may be, you know what they are? It's a distraction. Because if you're, you're not doing this. You're not keeping your foot on his neck. It's all a distraction. What's the way they do it in the world? Trump makes a huge, historic trade deal with China. What happens? Coronavirus. Fear. Fear. Oh, the economy's going to crash. Oh, all this stuff is going to happen. Fear mongers come out of the closet. to terrify the people, to get their minds off of what's really going on onto something else. And you can always count on the Democrats. That's what this impeachment crap has been about. They knew they couldn't win. It was illegal from the very beginning. That's why I was surprised the Senate went along with it, but I guess it did bring some things out in the open. I'm telling you, we've got to stay focused on the real enemy. I had some stuff come against me this week, and I was going to hunker down in my chair and pray in the Spirit just to get through it, just to endure it. And the Lord said, rise up, speak. I did, and it left. See, we've got to not let those things keep us occupied. That's what they're sent for. Keep the warriors occupied. They're over here cleaning their gun instead of using their gun. Occupy. Overturn the devil everywhere you see him getting into places he doesn't need to be. You know how to do this. With the keys, in my blood, in my name. Anytime that you can get your focus off of the enemy and onto people, you step over into the flesh and miss the mark. Now, this is kind of like when I first came in and what I talked to you about. I've been surprised over the last couple of years. The Lord has shown me areas instead of obeying the law, as churchiness would say, oh, we have to obey the laws of the land. I don't have to obey Antichrist's law. I don't have to obey a devil's law. We ought to obey God rather than men. That's why he says, speak the change. I'm not saying go get yourself thrown in jail. I'm saying quit thinking so naturally, think spiritually. God's laws, not the laws of men. Keep your eyes on the target and leave the wicked men up to me. I am the righteous judge. For every evil person you see, just know that there is a demonic entity behind them are in them pulling the strings. They are puppets. They are deceived and not in their right minds. That was what this halftime show was portraying. I think it sounded like a plea for help. The little kids in cages indicated we're not free. We're enchained. We're puppets to the puppet master, Satan. No one in their right mind could do the things that they have done. Nobody. They are doing the bidding of foul, disgusting demons. They are not called unclean for no reason. That's why this agenda. It's what a lot of people don't understand about the homosexuality thing, the LGBTQ, whatever. What they don't understand, well, I'm just living my life. No, you're not. You're under the demonic antichrist system. And if you say you're a Christian, you can't partake of the Lord's table and the devil's table. You can't. And showing them in a loving way is a challenge. The word unclean there means lewd or impure. I believe we're going to begin to see, I've been speaking a very strong militia in this country. I believe we're going to start to see people having enough and getting up and vocally. Now the little Covington Catholic kids, if you're not familiar, the Covington kids were at D.C. It was like a group of 250 of them, a Catholic school, and they were going, you know, they were on a tour to the White House. And this old Native American comes up with a drum and starts beating in this kid's face, trying to incite him to do something. Well, he didn't do anything but stand there stiff and just kind of had a grin on his face. They trashed that kid all over the media, CNN, I don't know who, all the news stations. Well, these parents come back and sued him. And they got a tremendous amount of money, and they're suing all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, every kid in that school is going to be rich, and their families, after they get through suing all these agencies for what they did. And it's been shown to be it was a set-up deal to incite violence and to, you know, push a wrong narrative. See, when we get tired of this kind of stuff and they start raising up and they start taking some action in some cases, there's no telling how much money it cost them to do it, but look how much they're getting. They didn't disclose. They won their suit against CNN. They're not even saying how much. CNN asked them not to tell how much. Set all these kids up for life, go to college or whatever they wanted to do. See what the devil meant for harm, but the kid didn't do anything. He never said an unkind word. He didn't hit the man. He didn't do anything. Satan is the real enemy, and he is to be your target. I defeated him, but you must occupy. In other words, keep him defeated. Keep him in his right place under your feet, out of your life, the church, the nation, etc. Let your anger be towards him and have pity for his victims. Hate just breeds more hate, but love never fails. Put on mercy and compassion. This is Colossians chapter 3. This will lead into our teaching. Hot up here. Put on, therefore, as the elect God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Do this and you will have peace in your life. Okay, Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Because don't ever forget, we are on a rescue mission. Okay.